you're here. LSU Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, September 8th, 2017. My Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffel, gets the day off, primarily because I'm going to share a special conversation I had with Janet Parshall yesterday. I recorded her from my home studio, and I'll share that conversation in just a few minutes, as she'll be coming to town on Tuesday, September 19th, to participate in the annual Life Banquet, the Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center annual fundraising banquet. And so you'll get to hear from the keynote speaker that night, Janet Parshall, who is the host of In the Market with Janet Parshall, heard on WGNN from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So please stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, as I believe you'll be blessed by our conversation. But first, a shout out and three God sighting stories where he used three different people to assist in some unique ways. Well, the current six-week conversation English class that we're holding at the Great News Radio Center came to a close yesterday, and then we'll have a week off beginning again on Thursday, September 21st. So any of you with a heart to reach internationals and help them with English and conversation, please give me a call, because we could use a few more helpers, as we have between like 60 and 80 ongoing students. And my group knew I arrived late yesterday because I taped at the home studio my conversation with Janet Parshall. And so some of them may be tuned in for today or tonight's re-airing of Mark and Friends. So hi, David, Anastasia, Sugar, Rong, Yi, and Zishen, and also Jim, who's been assisting me. I'm glad you tuned in, and welcome to our radio listening family. Well, if you've tuned in for any period of time, you know I love to share God-sighting stories. And let me be real brief, because I want to fit my whole conversation in with Janet Parshall. She was available, technically, for only 10 minutes, but I got her to stay on for about 15 or 18 minutes. But there's never a dull moment with this radio ministry. And I got a call on Tuesday that our tower location, it was 120 degrees, and it was affecting equipment and such. And so I call up Randy Houston, who has Houston Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And I just assumed it was at the Fisher Tower. So he races out there, says, no, everything seems to be working fine. And I'm like, oh, then it's the Fithian Tower, which he immediately went out and fixed. And so I appreciate him addressing our immediate needs, because 120 degrees, it would fry the transmitter and cause all sorts of problems. So we got that resolved. Then Wednesday evening, I was doing my weekly trip out to the Fisher Foozlin Tower to get some programming and things set up for the weekend. And don't you know, some kind of glitch, I don't know if it's a software issue, a satellite connection problem, but I wasn't receiving our SRN news and the Moody programming. And so it just produced dead air space. And so for about 45 minutes, as I was trying to problem solve and reboot things and check the wiring, I call Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network, who's also one of our radio board members, and said, Phil, help me think this all through. And so we did a number of things, and I said, well, I'll try to reboot the system again, because maybe the Moody receiver is dead. And that's about a $4,000 or $5,000 component. And then it would mean driving up to Chicago to try to secure one. So it was not going to be an easy thing to fix. But we said our prayers, rebooted it up, and everything shook hands and started working again. So thank you, God, for that. And then late Wednesday night when I returned home, those of you that have tuned in for any period of time, it seems like there's a pattern over the many years that at some point in September, I start getting sick, and we finally figured it out. I have allergies. I never had them the first 50 or so years of my life, but for whatever reason, sometimes around this year, the stuffy nose, the sore throat, and it's allergies. Well, it was not fun, and then at 3 in the morning, waking up, migraine, stuffy nose, sore throat, I'm like, ah, I have Janet in the morning, English conversation class, I have a lot of work, an important meeting, some decisions to make, a board meeting coming up, just to name a few things. But thank you, God, for Holly, my lovely wife, who got up, found where the halls were, nurtured me a little, and I got back to sleep, and we're doing so-so. All to say, thank you, God, for putting unique people in the right place at the right time to resolve some various crises. Okay, let me set the stage, as I think you'll get a kick out of my conversation with Janet Parshall. along being blessed by her various remarks as she's coming to town Tuesday, September 19th, for the Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center annual banquet. So what you're going to hear me doing from the home studio, as we had already prayed over the program, you'll hear me doing a sound check and then launching right into the program. So you'll hear that. And then as I closed out the program, I kept her on the line and we had some additional remarks and comments. So I'll include those in today's broadcast. So thanks for tuning in for today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Okay, tell me your favorite food as I do a sound check.
Pizza, four cheese pizza, favorite food in the world.
Four cheese pizza, thick or thin crust?
Thin, thank you. Thin, oh, cut the calories down somewhere.
You could get all those ingredients on the thin?
I'm from Wisconsin. We can do anything.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, so we're all prayed up, so now it's up to God. Janet, before I formally introduce you, I want to tell our listeners, you're the real deal. I've sat next to you at a number of National Religious Broadcasters conventions where Moody is sponsored like a lunch or breakfast or a dinner. I know you to be very approachable, warm, personable, with a great sense of humor and laugh, which I enjoy hearing during your program and when you have Craig on and other special guests. I've said on numerous occasions to a variety of friends that I'm sure glad we're on the same team, speaking of Janet Parshall, because I would hate to oppose you. You are quick-witted, sharp, and you know our culture. But more importantly than your earthly wisdom and expertise on so many topics, it's your heart for the Lord, your knowledge of Scripture, and the passion for the lost and the cause of Christ that makes me say, well done, good and faithful servant, and welcome to today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Oh, wow, you just took my breath away. Thank you for that. But, you know, when you think about it, big picture, Mark, isn't it just a joy to serve him?
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a football coach, and so all my life we lived in a sports-oriented family, and I learned an awful lot about what it means to be playing on a team. My daddy could have had a star quarterback, but if he didn't have a good wide receiver, he wouldn't have a championship team. So I understood that you really had to practice as a whole team together. And so I love the fact that you and I are playing for the same team, for mm-hmm. the same head coach. And I don't know about you, but my heart's cry all my life since I've come to receive Christ as my personal Savior is, Coach, please don't bench me. Mm-hmm. Keep me in the game. Let me play for you anywhere, anytime I can. And so when I hear you say those things, I'm touched by that. But you know what? All of that is just part of what we do as a team. That's just the position I play. And, Mark, you hold a very important spot right where you are, influencing the culture there with the gospel and holding out the word of life, as the Scripture says, mm-hmm. to you. What an honor it is to be able to work side by side for you for the advancement of the kingdom.
Well, it's been a great addition since you've joined the Moody Broadcasting Network, and you're heard from 4 to 6 p.m. Now, we have four frequencies, two stations, so our WGNJ listeners don't have the privilege quite yet to hear your 4 to 6 p.m., but those on WGNN, 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM, you're in for a real treat if you haven't tuned in from 4 to 6 p.m., on WGNN. So let me formally introduce you. That was the most important, that you're this faithful follower of Jesus that inspires all that tune in. You do a great job when it comes to interviews and assessing what's going on in our culture and then giving the biblical answer or guidance or direction for us to kind of think about or be convicted of or to say, you know, I agree with that and I need to take a stand. But for our listeners may be unfamiliar with who is Janet Parshall, besides married to that great guy called Craig. I enjoy him on Fridays. But Janet Parshall is the host and executive producer of In the Market with Janet Parshall, heard on over 500 stations nationwide via Moody Radio. In February of 2005, Janet was selected by President George W. Bush to represent the White House as public delegate to the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women. She has appeared on numerous national television and radio programs, including Crossfire, Hardball, Nightline, Larry King Live, Donahue, The 700 Club, Hannity and Combs, and Newsnight with Aaron Brown. She has also appeared on various radio programs on CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, CBN, PBS, the BBC, and NPR. Hey, I don't see Fox here. We need to get you on Fox.
Well, that's where Hannity was, and I've done O'Reilly, so I've been in that neck of the woods
okay.
as well. And you know what's interesting? C-SPAN and Fox in Washington, D.C. are in the same building. In fact, it's within a stone's throw of the U.S. Capitol. And so depending on what floor you get out on the elevator, that's the studio that you walk into. So I just shared some behind-the-scenes information with our friends listening today. So they're all running stacked in the same building because they all want access to the Capitol.
Right.
And when they're inviting people to come and do interviews, they want them to just be able to walk across the street. So it's all pretty close.
Oh, interesting. Well, you're a graduate of Carroll College in Wisconsin. We off-air talked about the great cheese and the four cheese pizza that maybe I'll have to send your way in the coming days. You were appointed twice by the Wisconsin governor, Tommy Thompson, to the Wisconsin Women's Council and to the Governor's Commission on Families and Children. You're a columnist and author of several books, and as I mentioned, married to Craig, that I just delight on those Friday conversations where he's got such gifts and expertise and talent, and yet how you interact and husband and wife to boot. So a great combination. And I welcome you to today's edition of Market Friends. But even more, I'm welcoming you and featuring you today because Tuesday, September 19th, so less than a few weeks away, you're coming to town to help out with the annual Life Banquet. You're going to love the Great News Radio listeners and Greta Henry and the fantastic work they're doing. But why are you coming? You're busy, you're writing books, you're pulled all different directions. Why carve out this time and come and present at the special annual Life Banquet?
Well, that's a wonderful question, Mark, and I'm glad that you asked it, and I'm going to be extremely transparent. I come because I'm in Washington, D.C., and a whole lot of people in the United States of America think that's really the center of power, and in some respects it is, and there's a lot of decisions that are made in this town, but I come to places like the Life Center because I know that's where the real battle is being waged. That's where the real heroes are. And as I plod along, and I've been in this town for a long, long, long time, I come home with my spirit refreshed, my heart renewed, my vision cleared up again, because I see that no matter how much caterwauling is going on in the nation's capital, out there with Greta Henry and her wonderful team, that's where the real difference is being made. So I come home encouraged. The second reason I'm coming is I want to come and I want to let people know what's happening big picture, so that they can understand that while abortion on demand has been the law of the land since 1973, every single person in attendance that night at our gathering is going to be reminded of the fact that we all have a place to play, that this battle is not new, and that the answer is not unknown, and the clarion call for involvement is there before each and every one of us. So it's an opportunity to encourage, and at the same time, honestly, Mark, for me to be encouraged. The other thing, too, is you know this in radio, I always say to my team, we are ministering to an unseen crowd. We minister with our heart, we minister with our mouth, we minister with our ears. But we don't minister with our eyes because we can't see our radio listeners. I cannot begin to tell you how precious it is for me to be able to hug somebody or shake their hand or hear them tell me a story about a program that may have impacted them or a topic that they themselves would like to see covered. And so it's so important to just go out and hug the neck of people that are all a part of our listening family in what you and I do in front of a microphone, Mark. So it's to be encouraged and to encourage. That's why I say yes when there are so many things that we could be doing with our time.
Well, this is vintage Janet Parshall. She can fit so much knowledge and insight and wisdom and passion in just like a few sentences. She's heard weekday evenings from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGNN. And, Janet, I have you on today in case a listener is just tuning in because you're going to be coming to town on Tuesday, September 19th to speak at the annual Life Banquet that's being held in Champaign. And, in fact, if somebody hasn't registered yet, now's the time to do it today or this weekend because they have to have the tallies and the numbers all in. They will be providing a great meal, and there will be a fantastic message by Janet along with testimonies from some of the people that have been served by the Pregnancy Resource Center. But if you need more information, you can call 217-398-6511, 217-398-6511. And one of the things I love or appreciate about you, Janet, is you know the scriptures, the word. Now, you referenced your dad. Was he or your family or a pastor who grounded you in the word to look at it as God's inspired, like manual, his love letter to us to know, to read, to be inspired by on a daily basis?
Well, first, I love the way you characterize the word of God. It is a love letter, isn't it? I'm so grateful. Not an unknown God. This is not a silent God, that he speaks to us through his word and he makes his ways known to us. He reveals his character to us. He reveals his promises because he is a covenant-keeping God. I just praise him for those love letters. Well, aside from being raised in a Christian home, which was just hugely important because it really created an appetite for the word of God, I have to tell you, it's my precious husband. He has so many gifts in so many areas, but one of his giftings happens to be the gift of wisdom. When we talk about the scriptures, Mark, in truth, I'll read a verse and maybe I can dig down two or three layers like an archaeologist. This dear man can plumb 100 feet down. I have never in my life seen somebody be able to pull out of scripture depth and meaning and purpose and application like my husband. And so I have always said for so many years that he has been the best teacher anybody could ever have because he just has this wonderful way of opening the word and being able to do it. Now, he's got a brilliant mind, so he understands the law. He understands what's going on in the world, but he also understands the word, and he knows how to apply that word to the world around us. So I think I am who I am a great deal in part to this marvelous companion and friend and teacher that I've had in my husband all my life. So watching him read the word has been an inspiration in my life personally.
Now, if you were a man talking about your wife, I'd say you pass husbandry 101. I don't know, wifestry 101 or something. I don't know. You, well done and well shared. Well, Janet, I know your time is pressed because of so many other demands and requirements, and I've kept you for an extra few minutes, but I wanted our listeners to know that you're coming to town on Tuesday, September 19th. You'll be a real treat. You're a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, which when you have that in place, then God uses you in unique and special in ordinary ways, but you're an extraordinary woman because you allow Christ to live in and through you. So I thank you for that, and thank you for being available. And how can our listeners in the coming week and a half, as you prepare to come to the greater Champaign-Urbana area, how can we pray for you?
First of all, Mark, I want to thank you for that prayer request. It's always so humbling, but for traveling mercy, so that Craig and I can get there safe and sound, we're very anxious to be with you all. And second of all, and this is a continuing prayer for me, discernment, discernment, discernment. You know, Mark, so clearly, because this is what the Lord has called you to do. Mm-hmm. We don't ever want to platform bad ideas. There are bad ideas being bought and sold in the marketplace, and I want to make sure that you and I, when we sit in front of that microphone, are always doing what the Lord has called us to do, which is to equip the saints. We know Jeremiah told us this, that there are wolves. To make sure that whenever we give somebody the opportunity to share their message from Guam to the Cayman Islands, as I like to say on air, that this is going to be biblically sound so that the lost who don't yet know him might be wooed to a place of wanting to know more about Jesus and eventually receiving what he himself did for them. But second of all, so that we can get some spiritual muscle on our listeners. And that can't happen if I'm making sloppy decisions. So my fervent prayer always is, Lord, give me the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in this area of discernment to say yes to this and no to that. And I got to tell you, Mark, you know this, that is never an easy task because there are lots of people who want to get on air and advance their ideas. But some ideas are a whole lot better than others, and some are biblically sound and some are not. So discernment would be my number one prayer request.
Well, count on it. We have a fabulous Great News Radio listening family, so I trust that you'll feel that and be fortified in these next few days as you prepare to come on Tuesday, September 19th. Well, thank you for your time carving it out for our Great News Radio listeners. We look forward to having you here, and thank you, Janet, for your great program heard on WGNN 4 to 6 p.m. weekdays, and God's very best to you and Craig in the days ahead.
Oh, thank you, and I cannot wait to be with you, Mark. Thanks again.
And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Well, that's how I closed out the formal part of our radio program, but I kept Janet on the line, and we continued to talk about pets meeting up and radio technology. So here's a little behind-the-scenes additions to today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Oh, thank you, and I cannot wait to be with you, Mark. Thanks again.
And all of God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
I was glad. I have a golden retriever that's usually in the studio making various sounds, and we have six chickens, and sometimes they peck on the window.
No kidding.
Yeah, we have a bi-level, so I feed them out the window these little treats. So when they come and peck, I usually get up and feed them, and I was like, they must be in the front yard. They free range. We have 8 acres in the woods, so they kind of wander. So.
Wow, how cool is that? Well, I have a Border Collie and I have a Scottish Terrier, and the Border Collie is my shadow wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's lying at my feet right now, and he's very, very quiet. And he just picked up his head and shook his collar, and I went, oh, no, that got picked up. So
yeah.
Thank you for letting me do that pickup.
Oh, no problem. All right, well, regrettably, I'm flying in from Baton Rouge that Tuesday night into Chicago, so I won't be able to be down for the banquet, but you'll be surrounded.
Well, maybe we'll see each other in NRB again.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, last night, Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network, I said, Phil, how do I get an IDS line or something set up? And he said, how soon do you need it? And I said, well, I'm not going to be there in time for Janet to utilize it, but for the future. And so he said, we can work out something. So.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, you know what's interesting, too, Mark, is that I'm discovering that a lot of stations that hook up with Moody, the ISDN, believe it or not, is becoming passé. Everybody's moving now towards ZIP because ZIP is just a high-speed DSL line, so that seems to be a little less cumbersome and a whole lot more available. So you and I are in the midst of a tech revolution,
yeah.
Trying to get a guest, by the way, on a landline instead
right.
of a cell phone.
Ooh,
yeah. What a nightmare. So
yeah.
I had a long talk with Chris Seagard at Moody, and I said, you know, terrestrial radio is going to stay because we're going to make sure that it stays, but
right.
we are having a hard time getting guests who don't sound like they're doing a sat phone report from Afghanistan.
Right.
So we're just going to have to figure out how we get them to sound better in the days ahead.
Right, right. Yep, that was one of the reasons I was running today. Technical issues last night. Phil solved them, and then I got home, and then up at 3 in the morning and fighting off some kind of cold. But all is good. God is great. May you be blessed today, and look forward to our
you
next
too.
Occasion, probably NRB.
Excellent, Mark. Blessings to you, and traveling mercies, too.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Janet Parshall, and my conversation is recorded yesterday from the home studio, and I hope you appreciate her heart for the Lord, her passion for life, her wisdom and expertise. She's heard on WGNN Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and she'll be coming to town Tuesday, September 19th, as mentioned. Now, be sure to call in your reservation as soon as possible. The banquet is free and it includes a dinner, but they need to make preparations. So you can call 217-398-6511. That's 217-398-6511 to register for the Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center Annual Life Banquet, happening right in Champaign. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night. Thank you.